Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Also, Deduct Everything. We don't have room to the titles are covered up from all the stickers of the awards she's won. Eva, thanks again for being here. She's an enrolled agent, and writing a book about the new tax bill, right, Eva?
It should be out next month. It's going to be called the Trump Tax Act.
All right. Well, I can't wait to get my copy and launch it on the show. So, all right. Tell us, wrap up the show for us. Tell us what we need to be looking for.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about some good stuff that nobody's really noticed. And one of those things is that there is a new tax credit for businesses that provide paid family leave or paid medical leave. If they continue to pay their employees at least 50% of their regular wage, they can get a tax credit of 25%. But if they pay 100%, they're going to get a 50% tax credit for up to 12 weeks of compensation. So that's one of the good things. The other thing is so many companies are required to use accrual basis accounting, which means paying tax on income before you actually receive it. So you pay tax on it when you get the income.
Mm-hmm.
And they've simplified the accounting. Now they've built that up so that companies with incomes of $15 million or less instead of $10 million don't have to use that. Plus, there's something called uniform capitalization where you have to track all of the costs of everything involved, like employees and overhead and utilities and rent. When you build something you use in your business, those same companies under $15 million won't have to use UniCap. They'll be able to simplify their accounting and make it just use straight accounting instead of having to go through complicated cost accounting methods. Now, you mentioned that we've got the flat tax for corporations, but alternative minimum taxes have been totally eliminated.
For them, but not for individuals.
For corporations.
That's another disparity. I'm sorry, Eva. That's another disparity. You got to admit that.
That's a major disparity, and it's a huge disappointment. They still have alternative minimum taxes. They raised the threshold by, I don't know, about 30% or so, but the threshold still hits people who are middle income. I mean, we're not even talking about rich.
Right.
Alternative minimum taxes
was
meant for rich people. But one of the things I have to suggest, and I've suggested this to some CPAs who are on the lecture circuit to tax professionals, is there are specific provisions about the laws that you don't like. And in his case, we were talking about casualty losses are no longer deductible,
right,
except for business or disaster, presidentially declared disaster areas. What I suggested is you find the specific things you don't like, write a solution to it, and send it to your senator or congressional representative. I have a page on taxmama.com called Call to Action, which lists all of the contacts for the president, vice president, House, Senate, and so forth. Let people know something positive, a positive solution. And if we get on a campaign to fix the things and let our legislators know, and if they don't do anything, come November, they're not getting reelected,
mm-hmm,
things are going to change.
That's the point I'm making, Eva. When I'm continuing to hammer the things that I think are wrong, it's not that I'm railing about things that's already been done, but I'm trying to let small business owners know that when they meet their members of Congress in these town halls, when they talk to these guys, they need to let them know that they feel that they've gotten screwed, and a lot of them depend on people like you, and they depend on people like me to help them sort through some of this stuff because they're so busy making payroll.
Oh, absolutely. But if you're going to complain, bring a solution.
Yep.
I don't know if you realize, I do a lot of work behind the scenes with the IRS.
You
and
do?
Point
I know
out
that.
Problems. And I let them know what the problems are, but along with letting them know that, I give them a viable solution that they can implement, and usually they're able to fix whatever those things are behind the scenes.
It'll be interesting. It'll be one of the most interesting things we'll see is how they decide who gets the qualified deduction. Hey, Eva, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work.
You too. Keep
Eva
up
Rosenberg,
the good fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, TaxMama.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.